Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, 657 Medium Wave, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Challenges of spiritual immaturity. Now, I've been playing those inserts because I want us to actually study them. I'm not saying they're absolute, and I'm not saying they're completely correct. I'm saying that this is their take on spiritual immaturity. My focus is also on the challenges that are there, and in their descriptions, they are also touching on the challenges that are there with regards to spiritual immaturities that we seem to experience, see, and face each and every day in the ministries and also in the nation. Everywhere else, in the pillars of society, the social, cultural, political, economical, educational sectors, we see that. I'm talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and also Baruch Yam. They will tell us their views on what I've just played there. But also to look into this, let me come back to you, Professor. When we speak of spiritual immaturity, again, we are looking at this. Look, if you look into Colossians chapter 4 verses 1 says, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all." Though we are heirs and master of all, we do not differ from slaves, because we still are children, you know, in a way of understanding. What is your take, Professor?
Thank you, my brother, for that scripture. Let me start commenting a bit based on the brethren from Saudi Arabia. There's something remarkable that he mentioned about the measure of spiritual immaturity, where he mentions that it is the Holy Spirit who has a measuring stick when understanding where we are in terms of maturity. And I totally agree with that, my brother, based on the fact that when you are already in a progression of growth, yes, we can be able to say, I have grown to this level as a two-year-old, and then the three-year-old has grown to that level. So we talk more of that for a person who's already on the path of growth, but then obviously we grow differently at different levels, based on what we eat and based on our understanding, based on how we can choose some of the things that as we grow up, which is something that I picked up from what he was saying. But coming back to your scripture, Colossians 4, verse 1 and 4, the challenges of spiritual immaturity that I'm picking up from this scripture is the fact that it brings slavery into the life of a believer, where a believer gets himself bound by some of the things because he does not know his position, he does not know who he is. And this verse says, "Now I say that as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is the master of all." So it means there is a danger and a challenge in not growing when you're expected to grow, because there are things that will be expected from you and you will not be tapping into those things. So you will remain a slave, not because you are a slave by virtue of you being a slave, but because you are not yet at the position of growth. You are taken as a slave, even though you are the child in the house of the father. So in other words, this spiritual immaturity will make us remain in the state of slavery even when we've been set free. So in other words, we find ourselves bound by ignorance, bound by immaturity, bound by lack of growth, bound by being buffed in some of the things that we were supposed to have grown from. And here it says in verse 3, as we continue with the same scripture, it says, "Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world." So it means spiritual immaturity leaves the person being controlled by the things of the world, but less of the things of the spirit. So spiritual immaturity leaves you around the surroundings of the world, leaves you living a carnal life, leaves you with the flesh, being dictated by the flesh, being dictated by the surroundings, but less of the word of God, less of the spirit, which is what is brought about by this verse, that even if we were children, heirs of the kingdom, we remain bound if we are being controlled by the things of the world. We remain bound if we are left at the position of being children, not growing to the stature that is expected from us. So what I want to bring across from this verse that you quoted for us is that the spiritual immaturity brings a challenge of slavery, even when the Savior has come, bring the challenge of you being in bondage, even when the Savior had come to release you from that slavery. And I want to go back again to the scripture of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. There is something that we started talking about there, but then we passed on when the Bible talked to us about the carnality. So if we cannot grow, we remain in the flesh. It says here, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able. So it means when we are unable to grow, this spiritual immaturity is hindering us from receiving greater things from God. We cannot go to another level, to the next level of attaining the food of God, the food from God, because we couldn't chew these things at this level. So which is why Paul is saying, I could not give you things of the Spirit because you could not receive them, you could not chew them, you could not feed on them. So I continue to feed you with milk because you are unable to go beyond this level. So the challenges of spiritual immaturity hinders us from receiving the things that we should be receiving, the things of the Spirit. We cannot get the revelations of the Father. We cannot be trusted with another level. So the unfortunate thing is that when we cannot be trusted with the next level because we couldn't attain what is needed at this level, we develop some things like here in verse 3 it says, for you are still carnal. So when we remain spiritually dwarfs, we remain in carnality, and we develop envy, we develop strife. There is division amongst us because of the carnality which is brought by spiritual immaturity. So these are the challenges that we experience, that people have these fruits that are not becoming. So the fruit of the flesh, which is envy, which is strife, which is division, which is not revealing the Father because of behavior, and this behavior is informed by the state that we have not grown to the level that is expected for us as the children of the Most High. So these are all the challenges. So it quickly takes me to the book of Galatians chapter 5, where the book of Galatians chapter 5 speaks about the fruit of the Spirit. And if we are not bearing the fruit of the Spirit, we are bearing the fruit of the flesh. And all of these fruit of the flesh are not talking about us as the children of God, because we have not yet matured to the things of the Spirit. So these are all the things, Brother Ray, that we can see.
I hear you. I hear you quite well. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you so
now,
much.
Now, send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. And I know time really is flying when we have a program like this. It's packed with perspectives and views of friends who are in the ministry abroad and also who are listening to us. I mean, William even says people are already talking to him in Saudi Arabia after we have played that. It's just amazing. This is just amazing. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor each and every time.
Tunembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Malak, let me come to you on this one. And let me hear what you say on this very issue. Now, I am looking, when it comes to maturity, at the verse that speaks in Galatians chapter 4, from verse 2. I read verse 1 then. Verse 2 says, let me start verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the father. Verse 3. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. Now, spiritual immaturity brings this challenge. The bondages of the by the elements of the world. We experience that. Whether we like it or not, we find ourselves under that if we don't mature. Malak, what say you?
Shalom, brother. Chuda, brother. I think it's true that we find ourselves find ourselves in bondage.
Mm.
And the reason we find ourselves in bondage is because we lack the understanding. So we still have carnality that is in us.
Mm.
We don't understand the plan of our Yahuwah. So everything that we take, we would act in impulse, as opposed to understanding the plan, the pattern, the path that has been laid before us.
Mm.
So with this, we still are focused on worldly desires and the carnal living. So we are slow to hear and to obey. So these are the things that I can say we pass through. We are immature because then we are like children that are tossed by every wind. Everything that is said on the left, on the right, retabuha leon. When you look also in the scripture, the book of Luke 13, I think it was 8-9, it speaks of a story of a fig tree in the vineyard, which has not produced fruit for about 3 years.
Mm.
Now, which means, and the vineyard owner wants it to be cut down. So we can see that when we are at that level of spiritual immaturity and time is running out, we could also be cut down.
Mm.
You know, but then it is by grace. Where we are right now, that the gardener also says, let's give it at least one more year. Give it a fertilizer, and see if it doesn't, it still doesn't bear fruit. And then, if it doesn't, then it must be cut off. Also, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 19, he says, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and be thrown into the fire. We have to understand the cycle of a seed. A seed is supposed to, eventually a seed gets planted, and eventually it should grow and be able to produce seeds as well. That is the cycle, the completion of the cycle. And that pattern is continuous. It never stops. So meaning that we're going to have to be at a level where we say, you know what, there are things that we are doing that where we can see, hey, maybe it's even the company that I do, maybe it's even what I watch, you know, it is the things that I do that makes me not to grow, that doesn't happen as a believer, but a couple of things where we not happen. Instead of facing some of the things went on, you know, as brother Abu Gotri has said earlier, to say, no, you covered by the way, you live by the way, you understand the way of Abayahua, what it is all about, what it entails. So now you become brave. You fight the battle. You're not a mama's baby. You know, in the spirit that you so that you're not taken by the womb, but mama, because you are reading the scripture and Ruach HaKadosh is revealing to you what the Lord is saying, and you now start to live with understanding and with the knowledge and the wisdom. Shalom.
Tuda Rabba, send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this very issue.
For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith, and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries, and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Morista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward.
All right, send us a WhatsApp, so 0826572729. I also asked an old friend of mine, Muruti Musetle, to give us his view on this, and this is how it went.
Hey, Sabona Mfundisi. Good evening also to the family of Radio Pulpit. Yeah, this is Peter Musetle here. It's very, very important, Mfundiswami, to really talk about these things, especially that one of spiritual immaturity, which is a big problem in the body of Yeshua. Spiritual immaturity, kune verse, Mfundisi, esikhuzayo as believers, there's a verse that speaks against immaturity in the things of the spirit. It's in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20. You know, it says, "Oh, Timothy, keep that which has been committed to thy trust, and avoid all the profane and vain babblings of science, falsely so-called." You know, I believe, Guti, sometimes we argue, Mfundisi, about things that we shouldn't be arguing about. We end up majoring on minor things and sometimes minoring on major things. Kunezinto, Mfundisi, that we need to understand that are basic and fundamental of our belief system or our faith, that we shouldn't be arguing about in wrong platforms. If we are discussing doctrine, it needs to be done in a way that will build and not break. It needs to be done, if you are being rebuked also, Mfundis, when you are spiritually immature, you'll not be able to handle the correction because you'll think you are being judged. And then sometimes you take offense, Mfundis, when you are being corrected. Yeah. It's a very vast topic, and I am blessed indeed. I hope this message is not too long. Be blessed, Mfundis.
It's not too long, Mebra. It's not too long. It's not too long. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Peter Musetle. Thank you, sir. Thank you, my brother.
Pila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
All right, let's listen to Brafil. Brafil. What do you say?
Bazalwane, madoda asegalile, nimile nje, niqolozele ezulwini, nibheke.
Hey,
lo Jesu kenimbona enyuka. The same way he goes up, he's coming back.
Hey,
bazalwane. Bathandekayo, Pastor Ray. Hey. I can go be the pastor, namhlanje, you know? Yeah. All right. Spiritual immaturity. Yeah, in a house, in a big house, in a large house. 2 Timothy 2:20. There are vessels. Kadela. There are vessels of wood, of clay, of silver, of gold. Yeah. Sisindisi, wesi sonke nje, we are in this big house. We are these vessels. These are the categories. Clay, wood, silver, gold. I am pressing on. I don't want to be a wooden vessel. Mm-mm, not even a silver. I am pressing on with all spiritual gift the Father has given to me and to us. We must press on to be vessels of gold. Vessels used of quality, vessels used of royal priesthood, which the Master himself is happy to use. Emicimbini important. Yes, immature ungakhule emoyeni. Yes, bakhona abazalwane. Yeah, better described as clay and wood and silver. Kodwa ke umuntu uyazenza ube isitsha esibalulekile, isitsha esisetshenziselwa imsebenzi ebalulekile, imsebenzi yenkosi, our master Yahuwah HaMashiach. Izitsha zegolide siyanconywa. Ingakho unebukulo ulo wase Babylon banlo indodana kaNebuchadnezzar wasebenzisa lezitsha zethempeli likaNkulunkulu. And then suddenly he saw a hand writing, mene mene. Lezi zitsha zegolide, they are used by the master himself. So nalaba aba immature kwezikamoya ongcwele, they need to lift themselves up. And how do they do that? Spend time with God. Spend time with God, and God will show himself up to you. He will show up. He will show up. Angeke athi ndinqule. Look unto me. Seek ye my face. Abeqede angaziveze. When we seek God, he shows up. When you don't seek God, he doesn't show up. Hallelujah. Uti to the faithful, I'll be faithful. To the blameless, I'll be blameless. To the pure, I'm pure. But to the devious, I am more shrewd. That is Yahweh HaMashiach. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Brafil, thank you so much. May the Father do you good, sir, and may he grace you even far much more abundantly. We are all together. This is happening right through up to the hour 8, and from 8 o'clock, it's Men's Dialogue. And we are taking you through up to 9. My name is Ray. I'm hanging out with Professor Bui Sondezi from the University of Johannesburg and course in Cape Town. I'm hanging out with Baruch Yah. And thank you so much also to my friend Rick in Saudi Arabia. Thank you so much to Peter Musetle in the southern parts of Joburg, in Randfontein, I think. And thank you so much to Brian Mashike in Pretoria West. I really appreciate. To Robert Mahampa in Limpopo, and to my brother and friend Maluta in Pretoria West, thank you so much. They continue to shower me with lots and lots of insights.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Bullpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Bullpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe ukuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiobullpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
All right, and William Evans there says, you were led just to put a very big target on my back, my brother. Just make sure that if I am taken on, that you and Charles van Wyk keep the website and messages. You know, it is legal to talk about Jesus to please people here. And I understand. He's in Saudi Arabia. I understand. All right. And let's see. Send us your WhatsApp. So 826572729. And I'm just trying to check if my friends have sent. Maluta Malamba says, it's been a long time. I trust you're still doing well. You're posing a critical question. It's a complex situation. My take is part of the problem is that Christianity has become some form of a game in our country, with fake pastors causing immeasurable damage. Consequently, spiritual immaturity is a symptom. I consider my upbringing in the Lutheran Church fortunate because it provided me with solid grounding. I will send the voice message next time. Blessings, my brother. This is Maluta then. All right. And also, Robert Mahampa has also sent a message. My brother and friend, greetings to you.
Thank you very much for inviting me. And I would like to, in a special way, greet everyone and you, Brother Ray, and all the subscribers of Radio Pulpit. And thank you for this lecture of tonight, Spiritual Immaturity. Spiritual immaturity is something that shouldn't be named or called upon the believers. But unfortunately, this thing is happening. This thing is happening. It's happening because there are many people who call themselves Christians, but they are not wise unto salvation. And that was never designed by God, that they should be like that. No. By their choice, which they have made, they became immature spiritually. You know, when we talk of spiritual maturity, we talk of learning, studying the Bible, and after studying the Bible, applying what the Bible says. That's maturity. It means that people have studied and now they understand. And because now they understand, it means now that they are mature. They understand what they have learned, what they've been studying about. Now we'll see that by putting into exercise the application of what we have heard, learned, and know, that makes us mature. But if we do things contrary to what we know, contrary to what we have heard and learned, that is not maturity. That's something else. That's something else. It is not a God's wish that we should go astray. But we people, with our actions and with our conduct, we disqualify ourselves sometimes because we don't fully want to follow, even after having grasped and or having studied or learned something. We would still come back and want to interpret things our way, and that thing makes us not to be wise. We end up being immature spiritually. You know, I was checking the book of Ephesians here.
Yeah.
Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 10 to 18. It reads as follows. It says, "He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Yeah.
This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. That walk this way. But you find others saying, no, not that way, this way. And when you look at the way which they are claiming to say, this is the right way God have prescribed, you find that, no, this is not the right way God have described. We are wise, we'll become fools, because now we are acting not acting appropriately. We are acting contrary. So acting contrary to what is right, the answer is immaturity. It means the person did not understand the course of study. So it means we need to then take the student again back to that class. So even God works like that. If he sees that, okay, this person have been studying the Bible for 10 or 15 years or 5 years and yet does not understand, it shows that this person does not concentrate. And then God will be forced now to take me or you back to that class. Until we learn and we understand, according to verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith.
I hear you quite well, Robert. And of course, because of time has really gone, and there's so many people who are commenting on this. And I trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you to Robert Mahampa in Limpopo. Thank you, brother.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Strengthening your faith daily on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. And of course, Babongani.
Greetings to you, Pastor Ray, your guests, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Today's topic, the challenges of the immature Christians. Inselelo noma ingqinamba zokungakhuli emoyeni kwabazalwane. Immaturity Christianity is characterized by a lack of the right spiritual food and spiritual exercise. The challenges include depending on second-hand faith, difficulty in discerning truth, and inability to handle conflict or build healthy relationships. Christians who are spiritual immature are those who are without law, emptiness of the word of God. Yilabo abazalwane abathi sesiphila ngaphandle komthetho uJesu wawuchitha umthetho. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 21 to 22 says, to those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those without law. 22, to the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. They often depend on others for their understanding of faith, rather than developing a personal and direct relationship with God through scripture and prayer. They prefer to hear motivation versions of the faith. We can read Romans chapter 16 verse 18. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3 to 4 says, for the time will come when they will not enjoy sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. These are the Christians who are grasshoppers, immigrators, abazalwane abagcogcomayo. Immature Christians are easily led astray, ngothathekile, can be deceived by human cunnings, smooth talkers. We can read that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. They are unable to discern good and evil. Badliswa utshani inyoka, baphuziswe ipetroli namagazi, banukubezwe ngokocansi. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13 says, for everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Ngokuba lo odla ubisi akaqondi lutho lwezwi lokulunga ngokuba uyingane. Immature Christians are carnal. They don't understand spiritual things. It's hard to explain to them and are dull of hearing. In them there is still malice, deceit, hypocrisy, evil speaking, envy, strife, and divisions among them. They follow, worship, and show partiality to leaders. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1 says, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. Spiritual immature Christians engage in gossip and struggle to forgive others. They are Sabbath or Sunday Christians. In other days of the week, they don't bother themselves to read the Bible, live the way they want to. The spiritual immature believers do things which are behind the past. They set their minds on earthly things. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 to 2 says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. 2, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. All thoughts pattern holds back immature Christians. They think the same way and act the same way. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Spiritual immature believers choose to remain in their comfort zones rather than embracing the challenges of spiritual maturity. They are not interested to seek help from others. They cause divisions in church and discourage others. Selfishness that can lead to broken relationships and even church splits. They may struggle with self-centeredness, judgmental attitudes, and a tendency to divide their faith into compartments. We are to seek guidance and direction from the Bible, not from the world around us. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 14 says, the heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. We can read on our own Proverbs chapter 3 verse 13. We must listen to and act on God's words. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Mabongani. I really appreciate. May the Father do you graciously good, sir. May he do you amazingly so well. Thank you.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith, and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries, and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Morista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward.
Right, and of course, let's listen also to Josepha Nwamba. Mfundisi Amina.
Asibingelele pastor, sibingelele nakubalaleli bonke beRedio Pulpit umsakazo wethu indzaba leti thokotisako. Iyathokotisa mfundisi leti indzaba leti.
Yeah.
Encwadini kaLuka. Luka sahluku 11, ngathi verse 3 lapha yami. Inyika busa dza hina dza siku rinwana ne rinwana. Ungani uJesu ekhuluma kanjalo mfundisi ukuze ingane ikhule.
Yeah.
Kulabeka ubuswa mfundisi. Kodwa le Bible yamanje awasakhulumi ubuswa, bakhuluma ngesinkwa. Isinkwa mfundisi isona lesikhulu singane. Manje ukuze ingane idle isinkwa kahle ekhaya kudingeka ubaba. Ubaba noma umsebenzi wakhona lapha kunzima lapha ufukuzana ngenzela ingane zami.
Yeah.
Abana bami batakula la ukulisa abana. Asebenze ubaba noma kunzima lapha mfundisi. Noma ne matric ubaba asebenze lapha yani. Kamabulawela zonke lapha mfundisi. Ngoba lapha kamabulawela zokwenza yonke into. Asebenze ubaba afuna ukukhulisa izingane zakhe. Manje ukuze ingane mfundisi zingakhula khule kahle, yilabo baba labo bobaba laba bangekho kahle, labo baba abavilapha basihlalele emakhaya. Labo baba bathi akunantira, kunamsebenzi. Manje angaphandu baba phandele ingane zakhe. Ukuze ingane ikhule kahle mfundisi emoyeni kudingeka umfundisi. umfundisi oyinaye uye wakhuliswa umfundisi
yeah
akhule ka akhulisa ingane lezami ngokuzipha izwi likaNkuluNkulu bajarito rashikwembu mota kota ukukula bana kanimambo pastor
kanimambo mfundisi amina na cancer asikwembu simkatekisa. And of course, we are grateful, man. Like I said, quite a lot of people have really spoken with regards to this, and they have touched base with us with regards to this. Robert, let's finish up.
Spirit, you are not under the law.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Let me pick some few of these things, the fruits which are not which are the fruits of the of the flesh. These days you may find Christians who are taking intoxicating drinks. And when you say, yay, brothers, sisters, Christians need not to take these things, intoxicating drinks, beverages, or smoking, anything that is not fit for human consumption or for our health. And you find others saying, no, you're misunderstanding the point. Jesus Christ gave us right to eat anything. So can we really say such a person is mature? Being Christian, still taking stimulants, still taking cigarettes products, still taking alcohol beverages. No, it's a sign that this person is immature. And what causes this is that we people, we give God little time in our lives. If we can spend much time with God to study His word and to meditate and to think deep about these things, and then after to start now to... It's not wrong to sometimes ask questions, not really to interrogate with force, but to interrogate with love these things of God after having studied them, to interrogate them politely with God and once understanding and to apply them into our lives. There will be no problem. But many people don't do that. They just do what seems good in their eyes, thinking that they understand. And in return, they become immature rather than becoming spiritually wise. Because all that God wants from us is that we may all be wise unto salvation. So spiritual immaturity comes as a result of ignorance. There are many Christians who are very, very ignorant, Brother Ray, and to all this evening's listeners. There are people who are very, very ignorant. And as Christians, we shouldn't be ignorant. We should be very, very wise.
Yeah.
We should be wise. Because we are living in a very cruel world. We should be very extra careful.
Yeah.
We should understand what we are studying, and we should know where we go and what we do, because we may send wrong messages to people with our actions of immaturity. But if we are, our minds are filled with these things, the gospel of Christ, the whole world will be enlightened, and all of us will come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. May the Lord, good God, be with us and guide us and make us wise unto salvation. Thank you, Brother Ray. Thank you very much for this time and moment. Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you so much, Robert Mahampa there. We really appreciate, sir. May the Father do you good, graciously so.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Create your happy moments.
Siyahamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha e Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. It was good to listen to quite a lot of people speaking with regards to this, and then touching the topic from a variety of perspectives. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And of course, also tomorrow you should come back to the show again. Because we will be touching base with quite a lot also of many of my friends abroad who are listening to the show, who wanted to contribute to the show. Now, let me bring this also to you, Professor, and then let me give you each just 2 minutes each. 2 minutes each, and then I'll give you another 1 minute each, so that you can have as many contributions as you can. Now, when we look into the aspect of spiritual immaturity, we see, and I'm looking at Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12, Professor, it says, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of the Elohim, and you have come to need milk and not solid food." And then it says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2, "As newborn babes, desire pure milk of the word, that you may grow hereby." The challenge that we see is a lack of desire for the pure word to grow by. And this is because of immaturity. People just desire, you know, these miracles, signs and wonders, and these people with titles who come to speak and preach to them. And there's a lack of a true hunger, which is a challenge brought on by immaturity. What say you, Professor?
Thank you, my brother. I think you're quite right there when you say the lack of the true hunger for the word of God, and lack of the hunger to be in the presence of the Lord, which is caused by what we have heaped upon ourselves as the things that we believe is what is making our lives based on the society. So when the Bible says, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers," so we are unable to get to that stage of being the teachers of the word of God, because we did not think, or we do not think, that the word of God is what we need to sustain ourselves. So I think this is also the sign of spiritual immaturity. But the other thing that I want to bring across, Brother Ray, that the challenges that are brought by this immaturity, we end up heaping upon ourselves things that we do not desire, because we begin to speak things that are ungodly. And the Bible tells us that by what we speak, will eat the fruit of sight. When we read Proverbs 18, verse 21, which says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat of its fruit." So when we are spiritually immature, we speak anyhow, we do things anyhow, and we are not aware that those things that we speak manifest, because there is power in our tongues. At the end of the day, we as the children of God end up having things in our lives that we have put upon our lives by the way we speak. So when we are matured, we get to be trained even in the language of the Spirit, that we speak things according to the word of God. We do not speak what we see. We speak as the word dictates us. So in other words, we get to the point of knowing what to say and when. But if we do not know such because of being immature, we are unable even to teach our tongue. We can't tame our tongue. At the end of the day, we live like everybody else because some of the things have been prophesied upon ourselves by ourselves due to the fact that we are not mature. The same verse is also seen in Proverbs 13:2. A man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the unfaithful sits on violence, simply because we are not matured to know that we have power in what we do, power in what we speak. We can determine our tomorrow by the way we speak, but the immaturity that we find ourselves at makes us not to understand the impact and the effect of the words that we speak, which is why, again, in the book of the Peter, where you have you have quoted, it says you need to desire the word, which is what manifests in our lives.
I hear you quite well. Sorry, because of time, we are 3 minutes towards the hour. Malak, let me give you 2 minutes then. When we speak of this very aspect of the challenges of immaturity, the word speaks something quite great there. We need to grow. We need to flourish. And there is a lack, that challenge, the lack of holding on to the way of the Father, the way of the HaMashiach. Job 17 verse 9 says, yet the righteous will hold on to his way, and he who has clean hands will be stronger and stronger. But here we see weakness and weakness and weakness, because hands become dirty and dirty in these spiritual immaturities. What say you, Malak?
To the Malak. Is the failure to endure the trials, because we look at things at face value and we look at maybe what we're going through and we're thinking that it seems to us that Abba Yahuwah has left us, hence we are in this particular situation, unaware that for us to be able to grow, we have to develop the courage. And, you know, we have to push and push and push, because it is preparing us for what is to come, you know. So now, when I don't have what I lack now, the poverty that I'm in forces me to go and end up even in false prophets, because I'm so desperate. Mm. And that shows that I don't understand the scripture and I don't understand what the reign of Abba Yahuwah is about. Because if I understood, it would be fine with me to say even Mashiach went through trials, to say we go through trials this side, but on the other side, it's like we already have served time, you know. So it's for us to be able to have that picture that we can look at. Looking at James chapter number 1, verse 3, which says we should know that when we look at that scripture, that we should walk in patience and let our walk be perfect. That in our walk, if we can be perfect, it means walking in righteousness, learning to do right, and thus growing us to be much stronger, and we can be focused in doing things of Abba Yahuwah, and he's our covering, of course.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that. Next week, we are talking about spiritual food, and I'm sorry, time has gone. Thank you so much, Professor. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, my brother. Blessings to you, and appreciate as well. A special blessing to everyone, including Brother Farouk and the family. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Malak.
To the Rabban, Shalom. I ask to you and to your family, also to Professor Wilson Bezi, Shalom Rabba, and also to the radio pulpit listeners. Until you meet again, Yahuwah willingly, let's meet next week.
Halala, and thank you so much. And of course, coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue. We are taking it through up to hour 9. May the Father continue to do good.
Get your daily dose of inspiration, motivation, and encouragement on our Facebook page. Join the Radio Pulpit Facebook community today.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.